Game 3 started incredibly optimistic for the Kitchener Rangers against the Windsor Spitfires. Just 14 seconds into the game, Spits forward Josh Curry was ejected, and given a 5-minute major, for checking Rangers rookie Adrian Misiljevic from behind. Just 88 seconds into the man advantage, Mike Patizian gave Kitchener the lead. Then came the unraveling. Rangers take a penalty. There goes the power play. Wyatt Johnston shorthanded goal, 1-1. Daniel D'Amico power play goal, 2-1, Windsor. First period was a bit of a weird period with all the penalties and stuff, said Rangers head coach Mike McKenzie. We just never got going after that, 5-on-5. The Western Conference regular season champion Spits added 4 more, and smacked the Blue Shirts 6-2 to take a 2-1 series lead. We didn't play very well, that's for sure, said McKenzie. We weren't sharp. We didn't have a lot of jam. We didn't have a lot of speed. We deserved to lose tonight, and we did. McKenzie pulled 17-year-old goalie Jackson Parsons after allowing 4 goals on 24 shots. Pavel Kajin came in, and gave up 2 goals early but shut the door eventually, stopping 21 pucks. Our goalies have been so good this year, I hate to say they weren't great, but they know they weren't great tonight, said McKenzie. Both had off nights, which is fine, it happens. We wouldn't be here without them. They're entitled to an off night. It was just one of many areas the Rangers needed to clean up. There were a lot of mistakes, said Captain Francesco Pinelli. We let it soak in for 10 minutes, think about what we could have done better and move on. Windsor's Wyatt Johnston had a 4-point night. Give him 10 points in just 3 games. Kitchener won't like waking up the Windsor power play. The Spits came into the game clicking at just 6% in the playoffs, but in Game 3 they ended 2-for-6. It's definitely a bad combo, when the team's not sharp and the goalies aren't sharp, said McKenzie. It's not a good recipe for us. We need both to be good, or at the very least one to be good, to give ourselves a chance. That next chance is Thursday night, in Game 4 at the Memorial Auditorium. The pregame show starts at 6:30 on City News 570 with Mike Farwell and Chris Pope.